Okay, so that was the overall trigger strategy and timing. You know, we just went through the basics of where you drop those triggers in during a sequence. Now I want to move on and get a little more specific and then start to give you examples. So we're going to run through, you know, here's five major types of launches, which is the internal launch, the affiliate e-commerce launch, the big JV launch, the quick launch, and the seed launch. And so I actually broke out the internal launch. I'm going to show you two different examples, one for a 14-day pre-launch and one for a 21-day pre-launch. So let's open this thing up. And this is a basic schedule. And now I want to be very clear on this, that I basically just made this stuff up. This is, you know, I've done a lot of these. I've got a lot of experience. I can conceptualize these things in my brain. And often I'll come up with a broad schedule. Like when I'm going into a launch, I'll look at, you know, try to identify the major pieces of pre-launch content. And I'll identify the launch day, and then I'll back out. Okay, do we want to do, you know, 14 days in pre-launch or 21 days in pre-launch or 12 days in about how much time do we need for pre-launch based on the overall story and how much pre-launch content we're going to do. And then I say, well, that looks like we're going to, you know, target, you know, whatever, November 7th or probably not November 17th because late November is the one of the times I avoid. But let's just say I'm going to target October 1st, and if as a launch day, and if I'm going to target October 1st, then I'll say a 14-day pre-launch, and then back it out from there, and then I'll back it out into like when the pre-launch starts, and then I'll put together a rough schedule of what we're going to do when. You know, think about, okay, if we're going to go October 1st, is it going to be a one-week launch? So that would take us from October 1st to like October 7th. And just start to sketch it in there. And I'll show you in a minute, I'll show you an example of a plan where I've sketched it in. So this is basically what it would look like. Now, when I say 14 days, that's the actual pre-launch. From the real pre-launch, the release of the first piece of content until launch day. Now, if you're doing a 7-day launch, which I tend to like to do 7-day launches, that means that it's going to be 21 days from when you first go into pre-launch until you end the launch. And of course, as we've already talked about, there's the whole pre-launch. So you end up, you know, a launch with a 14-day pre-launch ends up being a heck of a lot longer than 14 days, as you can see in the schedule. So here, what I'm doing is I'm giving myself I'm really starting the pre-launch here on day 14. So I'm giving myself like 14 days in the pre-launch. Now that's the stuff we covered in the last module. The first shot across the bow could be, you know, is day one, and then we might come back and on day seven, or it could be, you know, day four through seven. It could be, we'd be coming back and saying, you know, thanks for so much input. It's great to hear from you guys, yada, yada. Then day 14, that's when the pre-launch starts. Now, I talked about that just in the overall stuff, that you come out swinging. You come out with both guns blazing. You come out with good, you know, your best pre-launch content right off the bat, hitting the biggest hook, the biggest frustration, and or the biggest aspiration in your market. And then a couple days after that, I typically follow up, you know, 2 days after, maybe 1 or 2 or even 3 days after that first piece of content, you'll follow up and, you know, you'll be basically talking about how much people love the content is really what you're doing at that point. And then maybe a couple days later, maybe 4 days after you release that first piece of content, you'd come out with your second piece of pre-launch content. And this one is another follow-up similar to the way this one is. It's just a follow-up talking about how much people are loving the content and about the great interaction you're getting. And it's sort of a social proof message and a conversation message. Then based on day 21, now you're a week into your pre-launch. You come out with more pre-launch content. And then you really start to pick up momentum here. You see, we took a few days in between each email, but now that we're within, you know, we're very close to launch at day 21, you're about a week out from launch day, or I'm sorry, day 22, you're about 6 days out from launch day. In that range, that 5 to 7 days out from launch is where you start shifting to focusing on the offer. You start to reveal that there's something coming, and you start to reveal more and more about the offer. And really what you're doing in here is you're sort of fleshing out the offer by, you know, 3 or 4 days before launch. You want them to have a pretty clear idea on what they're going to get. I mean, this could conceivably be, you know, you could move this out to even a couple days before the launch, but basically that 5 to 7 days before the launch, you start to tell them about the product so that in 2 to 4 days before the launch, they really have a pretty good idea what the offer is going to be. Now, throughout this last week, you want to be answering objections, basically knocking off objections, typically one per day. You know, I'll do that either via email or better with a blog post. Generally, I'll use a short email sending people to a blog post that will answer an objection. Now we're day 26. We're just a couple days out from launch. You're answering objections. You're clarifying the offer. You're answering any questions that are coming in. And if you're going to reveal price ahead of the launch, this is a time when you would reveal the price. It's typically 24 to 48 hours ahead of time. My rule of thumb here is if the price is going to be a negative shock, in other words, if they're going into the launch thinking, you know, maybe your price is going to be $300 and they would hit the sales letter thinking it's going to be $100, then you want to reveal the price up front and justify that price up front, like in 24 to 48 hours ahead. Now, if you've built it up so they think they're going into this thing thinking the price is going to be $5,000 and it's only going to be $1,000, then I call that a positive shock, you know, a positive price shock. Then I want to wait till they hit the sales letter and surprise them on the sales letter and make it more of an impulse purchase. So again, if the price is going to be a negative shock, then I reveal that 24 to 48 hours before the launch. If it's going to be a positive shock for the reader, then I reveal it on the sales letter. Now, the day before the launch, you basically, at this point, you're giving them instructions. You've gone beyond the sale. You aren't trying to sell them anymore. It's just like at this point, you're assuming they're going to buy, and you almost take on this persona or in your copy. It tends to be an authority play. It's like, okay, folks. I know we're going to be releasing tomorrow. I know you're excited. You know, we've got like 17,000 people on this list that are excited to get the thing. Everyone's going to be trying to hit the page tomorrow. It could be a little crazy as everyone tries to order at the same time. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to, you know, be ready to go. I'm going to send you the link about 15 minutes ahead of the launch. And I want you to be ready to go, ready to click that link and go through and buy. I mean, basically, you're just giving them some final instructions, telling them what they need to do the next day. On launch day, you come back and you mail them just before the launch minute. I'd like to mail them anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes before the launch, give them the link so they're all ready and primed to go at the launch moment. Then you want to come back and you want to email them a second time later in that day as well. You generally want to mail twice on launch day. And the second email is that tsunami moment that I talked about. That's where, you know, things are going crazy. We're getting swept away. We're doing our best to keep up. You know, just hang in there and, you know, try to work with me, people. I'm having a hard time. I'm barely keeping up. I'm getting swept away. We're all getting swept away. This is the most momentous moment for all of us. It's just plain crazy, but we're going to all get through this. So that's your second email. It's a tsunami email. Often things will go wrong. You know, something somewhere in the launch will go wrong. You'll send a bad link or your server will crash or your shopping cart won't work or something will go wrong. And that is, you know, you can use that in your tsunami moment. Now, I want to be really clear here that I feel very strongly that you want to tell the truth. And there's just no reason to make up something. Now, some people, there's this rumor going around that it's a smart thing to do for your server to crash. It's a smart, and to the point where some people are even saying that you, you intentionally take your server down so you can send out an email that says the server crashed. That's sheer lunacy. You do not want to do that. Take it from me. I know from personal experience, now that I did have a server crash, it's horrible. When people want to pay you money, when they're coming to your website to pay you money, the last thing you want is for your site to be down. I'll say this, since my server crashed on me during my launch, it's not a very professional thing for them to come and have the server be down. I mean, it happens, you know, there, and servers can go down and you'll have technical problems at the worst possible moment, but, you know, you don't want it to happen. It's bad news. It will be a customer service nightmare. People think they're ordering. They're not sure if they've ordered. They're not sure if their order went through. You know, if your page is up for some amount of time and you have traffic hitting that page, those people are sitting on your page. They've loaded up your sales page. They don't know your server's down. They enter all their information in. They enter their credit card. They hit the enter button. They get a server not found. At that point, they don't know if their order went through or not. So instantly, you're going to be getting all kinds of calls to your support desk, emails to your support desk. It's just plain crazy. It's not a good thing. So for so many reasons, you do not want your server to go down, and you don't want to be in the position of turning people away that want to give you money. Now, all that being said, if something goes wrong, you can almost always turn it around and use it to your advantage. So if your server does go down, if you did send the wrong link, if people from, you know, AOL couldn't get through, you forgot to put your bonuses on the page, if you took your bonus page down too early, if you only emailed one of your lists and not the other list, you know, no matter what it is, there's almost always a way to turn it to your advantage. I believe this with my entire being. And anytime I see something screwing up, you know, that I made a mistake or we had a technical problem, I am instantly trying to think of how I can turn it to my advantage. Because the reality is, you know, these launches are all about being very personal and developing a personal connection with your prospects and your clients. That's what the conversation about is about. That's what, you know, revealing some about your story and what's going on in your life is all about. When they have a connection to you, that makes you likable. That's one a key trigger. So, you know, the reality is people, they don't want to buy from some big corporation, some big corporate voice. You'll see my copy is never in the corporate voice. They want to buy from people, and they know people make mistakes. They know that people are more human. They feel more connected to you when you make mistakes or when you have trials and tribulations. So if you take those problems and you just tell people about them, and I mean, it's a very powerful way to connect with them. And when you connect with them is when you make sales, when you influence people. So I've gone on and on here a little bit, but basically the bottom line is usually somewhere in a launch, something goes wrong. And if it's going to go wrong, it's usually on launch day. And that is the spark for your tsunami moment. Don't go make stuff up. Don't make it up if your server didn't crash. Don't make it up if your email didn't go out. Don't make it up if you didn't send the right link. I mean, that stuff, actually, it's just being lazy. To use one of those excuses is just plain old lazy. You can almost always, if you take a look at, around you on launch day, there's always something to mail about. I mean, for example, a few months ago when we launched the StomperNet Smarts program, I was very, very heavily involved. I ran that entire launch from start to finish. And basically, when that thing launched, you know, we had just tons of sales coming in. I think we had $1 million in sales in about either 4.5 or 5.5 hours. I can't remember exactly. We had hundreds of thousands of dollars in orders within just the first 2 or 3 minutes. And it was just insane. They actually had 5 load balanced servers and they held up, you know, right at a couple minutes before the launch, the load balancing kicked in and all of a sudden, you know, it was beyond what one server could handle. So all of a sudden we were into multiple servers, but the servers held up just fine. We didn't have any problems. We turned around, sent out an email that said the servers did not crash. Orders are coming in and everything's fine. And it was a bit of a joke because so many times you see these emails going out from people that say, you know, the server crashed. I don't, you know, personally, I've been through it. My server crashed. I don't know how many times the other people have had servers crash. I know some of them, they're just making it up. It's a lie. Like I said, I do not believe in the lie. But since that those type of emails had gone out a lot, we thought it'd be fun to send out an email that said the server didn't crash. So that was sort of our second email of the day. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek. It was just simply, yeah, we've got our act together and the server didn't crash. So anyways, I've gone on and on here. That's basically what you want to do on launch days. You want to send out that second email. Okay, now usually the day after the launch is you definitely want to follow up, and this is a social proof type of email. It's basically talking about, you know, how they're just, your product's just flying off the shelf. Things are going great. You're already starting to get, you know, possibly if it's a digital product, you're already starting to get feedback from people about how great it is. It's a basic, very short email. And it's just a reminder. It's just something to get in their inbox that says, yep, we're still taking orders. The second day after launch, so this is day 30, but day 28 was the launch day, is typically a lull day. This is a day where, you know, you had the huge day on launch day. It was all exciting. Then you came back with the social proof message. This can be a tough day to find something to say. So I often will hold back some piece of content. It's not pre-launch content, but it may be, instead of releasing it during your pre-launch, you hold back a little bit of content and you come back on this day. Or you could tell a story about like someone who bought from you, or come back with a testimonial, some story that's launch related. But I'd really like to hold back and release a piece of content on this day. This is day four here. The day 31, so this is the fourth day of the launch. You would typically come back with a reminder of the previous day's content and some along the same line, a testimonial or something. There's something we do called Mike Filsaime made up the name. It's called the Walker W. And that's, I'll show you a graph of a Walker W. I don't have one prepared right now, but basically you see a big spike on launch day, and that's the left side of the W. And then at the end of the launch is the right side of the W. Now, the little peak in the middle of the W is often on this fourth day. And on that day, you might release, say, an extra bonus that you've held back. So you sweeten the offer. Or another nice thing you can do here is release a payment plan. Like, so maybe you came out the gate here without a payment plan, or with maybe a two pay or three pay. And maybe here all of a sudden, or here you come back with a four payment plan, a more generous payment plan, or an additional, a bonus item. And of course, you know, it goes without saying, if you're going to add an initial bonus item, then everyone who bought beforehand will get it as well. But you just add something in here to juice the sales in the middle of the launch, because this is typically when things are slowing down. In a big JV launch, you might come out with an additional JV contest to really get your partners remote on that day. But we're just talking about a pre-launch here. We'll cover that later on. So this is the inside peek of the Walker W. And if you can come up with something, especially an extra bonus or a payment plan, something along that lines, it can really juice your sales right in the middle, because this is typically where things are slowing down, this day and this day, the third and fourth day. Now, when you get into the fifth day of the launch, this is when you start talking about, you know, boy, I can't believe it, but we've already been live for 3 days, and you know, I hate to say it, but we're already within, you know, we're looking at the end of this launch. It's only about 48 hours away. And of course, you know, what I talked about earlier, something bad always happens at the end of the launch, right? So at this point, it's more like, folks, I can't believe it. It's coming up so soon. Seems like just yesterday when we launched, but it's actually been 4 days. And boy, you know what? Now we're within 40 hours of having to close this thing down. And, you know, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but you are going to, you know, this bonus is going away, or the product's going off the market, or we're going to have to raise our price. Whatever the bad thing is now only 48 hours away. So this is the first mention of scarcity. Or, I mean, you've mentioned it further up in here, but this is the first real mention of scarcity, or of the deadline at the end of the launch. Now, on your sixth day of the launch, you come back with your 24-hour notice. Hey, folks, it's only 24 hours, so we're going to have to shut the doors, and you're going to miss out. And then on the last day of the launch, I like this email to go out very early. Like, I'll send it out, queue it up for maybe 6 in the morning, certainly by 8 in the morning, Eastern U.S. time, I'll get this email out. So it goes out early. I'm typically closing the launch down. Well, it can vary. It can close down at noon, or it could close down at midnight, but I'm getting this email out early. And it's a very short email. It's like, okay, you guys waited till the last second. Now you have to act. We're just a few hours away and this is going away. So that's your typical internal launch. Now, I'm going to show you an example in just a minute, but first I'm going to show you this 21-day launch. Now, the thing you'll notice about this 21-day launch is that it's basically almost identical to the 14-day launch. You know, it starts off the exact same. You know, here we are in the pre-launch, and then a second tease, and then so it's about a 14-day pre-launch. And really, the only difference is at the beginning, things are spaced out a little bit more. I mean, that's all it is. Like I said, this stuff, it's very flexible depending on exactly what you want to do, how much time you have, how much pre-launch content. So I guess what I'm trying to do when I show you the difference between the 14-day and the 21-day is if you compare these two, and I can't open them up both on the same screen, on this screen in this video, because you can't see, you know, the video is not big enough. But if you take a look at the actual mind map file, if you download the mind map file and open up in the mind map reader or your mind manager software, if you've downloaded the software, you'll see they're basically the same. I mean, I just in here I spaced out the pre-launch content a little bit more, and that's about it. You know, the way these things work is you give a bunch of pre-launch content that gets people all excited, that gradually gets them more and more excited about the offer, even though you're not telling them about the offer, about the whole aspiration, and that gets them, you know, that touches their frustration, and then shows them that you've got an answer to their frustration. That's the initial pre-launch. That's all in here. And then when you get to within about a week of the launch, that 5 to 7 or even 4 to 7 days of the launch, then you shift focus to the offer. So basically, if you compare the 21-day and the 14-day, once you get within, you know, this last week, it's identical. It is absolutely identical, and the only difference is how you space out the content. So, like, if you wanted to do a 10-day launch, it'd be the same thing. You know, once you, you know, if you did a 10-day launch, then you probably wait till you got within 5 days or 4 days to talk about the offer. But those last 4 or 5 days will be just the same as these longer launches. And but that would mean that, you know, you do maybe 5 days of pre-launch content, and you'd probably compress them together. You'd probably have them one after another. You know, you'd release your first piece of pre-launch content, then 2 days later another piece, then another day later another piece, then another day later another piece, and then you're into this last week. So what I'm trying to get across to you is this isn't rocket science. You don't have to stress out about the exact details in the exact schedule. You can make it a 10-day or 14-day or 21-day. It's the same basic principles. And you're going to see this as I show you the examples. You could make it a 35-day pre-launch instead of a 21-day. All that would mean you'd spread out your pre-launch over a longer time. You'd probably have more pre-launch content, and then you'd get down to that last 5 to 7 days, and then you'd shift the focus to the offer. Now, one thing I want to talk about in general with timing is you don't want to be locked in by an external event. This is very, very important. So, like, say you're planning, I'll give you an example. You might plan it for, say, your 30th birthday or something. In fact, I think one of the examples is going to be show you a 30th birthday launch. But if you're really locked in that you have to launch on your birthday, then you're setting yourself up for problems. Or, and it's not just your birthday. If you have any specific date, you know, if you're launching it because, you know, you're going on vacation on June 14th, so you know you have to launch on June 7th, and your vacation is locked in, you can't move it, then you got problems. Any external date, if you're giving a seminar and you want to launch it from the seminar, again, it can be problems. Because what happens is if you're at the beginning here, and say you want to go into pre-launch here to set up your launch day, which is your birthday here, but you don't get your pre-launch content done, and all of a sudden you're releasing your pre-launch content instead of the 14th, it's going on the 20th. Your launch is all messed up if you can't move out your launch day. If you look back at the really big, major launches, especially like the ones we all see in the internet marketing world, almost every single one of those has been moved out. I mean, I could go right down the list and almost everyone, in fact, I think everyone I've worked on, we've ended up moving out the launch day. And that might be because you aren't getting pre-launch content done, or you don't have partners, you know, are slow coming on board, or you just get down, you know, you're getting here, you know, you're maybe a week or 10 days out from launch, and there's just no real excitement yet. You haven't gotten the market really stirred up yet. You don't see the right comments coming in on the blog yet. There's just no juice going on yet. Then you might end up moving out the launch day. So be very careful about having, you know, external dates. Like say you want to, here's one, you might want to launch in December and you're going to aim at like December, you know, 10th, because that way you figure 7-day launch gets you out to December 17th and you're done before Christmas. And all of a sudden that launch, you know, you get delayed like a week or 10 days. And now like you're looking at launch on December 17th, which would put you like ending the launch on December 24th. Well, you know, that's probably, you know, Christmas is December 25th. You're probably going to compromise the end of your launch by having it that close to Christmas. So, you know, you're going to be faced with a decision. If you can't hit that December 10th launch date, you might have to wait until January. So just be careful with your scheduling that you aren't locked into external dates. And if you are, that you've got some flexibility to maybe go after those external dates or to move those external dates. You know, one time I was doing a launch with Rich Sheffrin, and he had a live event planned, and we, for a few moments, or not a few moments, but we were kicking around the idea of launching it right from the event, like where he would do a live video feed from the event and launch the thing there. And we started, and there's a lot of appealing things about that. You know, it really, you know, in terms of turning your launch into an event, well, that was an event. Doing a live video stream, it would have been really cool. It would have been precedent setting. We liked a lot about it, but then we sat and looked and like, if we're not ready to go, and if we do all our planning around that event, we can't change that event. I mean, that event is locked in for such and such a date. We've got 300 people are showing up at that event. It's not like we can say, oh, the launch isn't ready, move the event out. So, you know, in what we ended up doing is we ended up not basing the launch around that event. Now, we did base the pre-launch around that event and use the event as part of our pre-launch, but we avoided actually using the event for the launch because then we would have just been locked in. We would have no flexibility. As it turned out, it was 2 or 3 weeks after the event that we ended up launching. So that's just an example. So do not get locked in or try to avoid getting locked in by an external event, because you want flexibility as you go into this process.